Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back. Now we're officially into the last hour here. I want to finish up the story here, then I'll take Rick in Arizona here. But first, it goes to show you the amount of how people are kept sick and stuff. And this was from this recent here where the United States had threatened Ecuador and other poor countries with punitive trade measures and withdrawing of military aid if they supported a resolution to encourage breastfeeding. Remember, breastfeeding is where the mother's immune system helps a baby in their first formative months like that to ward off any sickness and stuff. And, of course, this is probably all through their big pharma stuff to make sure your kids are vaccinated so that they come down with other diseases and stuff via the vaccines and stuff. But the U.S. backed off when Russia introduced the resolution there to basically stop this. But it shows you how people are kept sick. And children today are not as healthy as they were. I mean, seriously, when I talk to all my friends on Twitter and stuff, we never had these issues that they have today. And then you think about how many shots kids get and everything like that. This is the problem there. They are intentionally keeping people sick. And it's to promote their big pharma, the big hospitals. We have a hospital, Kalispell. It's a nice hospital and stuff like that. But it's constantly adding new wings and stuff. I mean, it shows you that they're not making any progress. I've been alive for 57, almost 58 years like that, listening to decades of the Cancer Society, Diabetes Foundation, MDA. We're this close to a cure. They're not going to get a cure. They don't want a cure, as was mentioned by Goldman Sachs. Rick, good evening, Rick. How are you doing down there in Arizona?
Good. How you been up there in Montana?
Well, we're doing fine there, Pilgrim.
That's, you know, the last caller,
in Kentucky,
made a comment about 9/11. You know, yeah, that on that day, you know, where we had, you know, where the buildings were blown up and we were supposed to have planes flying in and NORAD is tricked. And, you know, on that day, you know, we had no such thing as Murphy's Law. Everything worked perfectly, right?
Right.
So the way I see it is the whole thing is fake. I mean, there's just too many things that could have gone wrong that day for it to fail. And it's much easier just to give you people the image of the plane going into the tower by way of computer-generated image. And if you remember in 1993, when the tower was blown up from the basement on the way up, the whole building was condemned. So there was nobody in that tower for years. Nobody went back in there. I'll hang up here and you can talk and then I'll get open. No plane theory is where the guest talks over the caller, you get hung up on, and this is the only thing that you can't talk about is the no plane theory, because that condemns and incriminates the media on that day. Because
correct,
there's just no way Murphy's Law wasn't going to play a part on that day. Everything worked perfectly for that thing to be pulled off. And all those floors were blown to bits in a matter of seconds. We didn't have space weapons. There was just nothing in the buildings, and there was nobody in the buildings.
Yeah,
the whole thing is fake.
Yeah, when you say that, though, and you look at the actual, and we'll call it implosion, is there's no way a falling building can eject a steel girder 70-some-odd or 200-some-odd feet out from its side when it's falling straight down in gravity. It was blown out. And that's where people can't realize that, you know.
And I contend that when you say, oh, well, what about the people jumping from the buildings? Dude, you can watch a movie on any Sunday night watching people jumping out of buildings, and you can see anything you want. And on that day, the whole thing was fake. And I'll go back as far as Waco. Waco is the only time a building burned and nobody ever ran out of. You know, people will jump out of a building to their death when it gets too hot and there's no way out. But for some reason, that day on Waco, nobody ran out of that building.
Let me interject something in here first, okay? Remember, I forget his name, but the sniper, the FBI sniper there, he shot 20-some-odd women and children in that doorway so they couldn't get out, and he's the same sniper that shot the woman with the baby in her arms at Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, okay. And there's another thing. On the Murrah office building, the evidence that incriminated was the axle from a Ryder truck. And the evidence that incriminated the blind sheik was the piece of a frame from a rented Ryder truck with the serial numbers on it. So here you have, in the 1993 bombing and in the Murrah office building bombing, the evidence that incriminated the person who allegedly did the explosion was from a Ryder truck.
Yeah, but you remember, though, in the first aerial footage of that, where they were shown flying over the Alpha P. Murrah building there, the helicopter showed where the van was, and there was no blast hole. And if you remember the movie Clear and Present Danger, where they targeted their laser guided missile on the yellow truck, and that massive blast hole. And there was no blast hole there. Remember, this is why you have the original footage there, where it talks about these other bombs located in the building, and they were moving the bombs.
Yeah. No, the original footage that day told the truth, that there was other bombs in the buildings. But we'll go back to 9/11. On that day, there was just way too many things that could have went wrong. That's why it was faked. Okay? It's just absolutely impossible to have all those things work the very same, the first time. Has to be done. The government can't do nothing right the first time anyways.
No.
But
well,
so
like they
for
say,
people
trying
that think
to fly
that
a plane
remote
in that
controlled
building.
Plane into a building?
Yeah.
No. It's a TV show.
Well, that's also why they say that the main computer centers and
a
stuff
long time
were the main
ago
targets. Yeah, but the main targets of those buildings were the computer centers that housed all the financial information. Just like World Trade Center
number
7.
There was nothing in those buildings. Those buildings were empty.
Yeah.
There's
well,
nothing in
been.
Those buildings.
Yeah,
you know,
they may have been.
You have paper. You have paper flying out of those buildings when the whole building was supposed to be so hot that you couldn't stand it. Why was there anything left to be? Look, the whole thing is a
like
TV
passports.
Show in my mind.
Yeah, like passports floating down where they're conveniently retrieved. Yeah. And then 10 years later, they find a motor from one of these alleged planes behind a Muslim mosque. I mean,
And not one piece of any of those planes on 9/11 ever ended up for sale on eBay.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's all, the world is a stage, you know.
Absolutely. How many of these terrorist attacks are fake propaganda to encourage good behavior?
Well, and also, remember, this was to catapult the U.S. in these Middle East wars where George Bush himself says we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And, of course, Americans bought onto that because of their waving flag syndrome that they have, you know. And they decimated how many countries in the Middle East, and it was all over a lie.
Yeah, but we also did something that came out of 9/11 that nobody talks about, is we changed the Constitution. We got rid of the, we have the right to remain silent. You do not have the right to remain silent if they don't want to give it to you, and you don't have the right to an attorney. But you never hear about that. All you hear about is the wars that they started. Well, you can start wars with all sorts of different reasons. I think the main reason for 9/11 was to change the Constitution, because they could have engineered another thing to get the wars going in the Middle East. So the Constitution was changed under 9/11. That was
The NDAA was pre-written there, Rick. So, you know, this was all planned, as you said. But, you know, there's a lot of theories that people can accept or not accept like that. But this was planned.
And I don't think anybody died in those towers. Those buildings were empty. It was when the 1993 tower got hit, that thing was condemned. All the floors were damaged by smoke. And plus, who would go back to work in one of those towers after a day like that?
And remember,
I don't think so. After 50 floors, you...
Yeah, Rick, remember who supplied the bombing materials in 93 was the FBI. Who's behind Old Domestic Terrorism Day? The FBI. Who is out after Trump and all
these other
people?
It doesn't matter who's here. But I'm just saying is, who would go back into those twin towers after that day? Nobody.
Yeah.
People would scam out of that place. You're not safe after 50 floors. So the only thing that probably was operating in those towers over the last 8 years was the tourism, where you could go to the top. And I would say that they were preparing those buildings ever since 93 to bring them down on that day on September 11th. So, Keith, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. No problem. Yeah, the only thing I'd question on that is for Dum Dum to get his insurance on that, he had to have a viable working thing like that to show profit on the building like that. So that's the only thing there. Anyway, got another caller there, Kathleen in Texas. Good evening, Kathleen. How you doing?
Hi, Keith. I would like to just change the subject just for a second. I hope you're feeling all right. And hello to Granny. I like all of your callers. They're always wonderful.
I like Granny, too. She's cute.
Well, all of you are. You're wonderful. There's a talk show host on RBN named Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
Yeah.
Can you write this down?
Go ahead.
It's for you. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Vitalitycapsules.com. And I would say her basic premise is, no matter what you do, you're better off than going to a doctor, no matter what it is. And she's in Panama.
Yeah, I've listened to her show there. And I will say this, though. My last trip to the doctor, I don't like to be graphic here, but it feels like a Singer sewing machine went through the left side of my manhood. But this is after a nerve block. But my other doctor suggested vitamin B12 and massive doses, and actually, you know what, that's actually been helping my my legs too with this neuropathy, but I can't cure the problems that they caused from the last alcohol injection in my groin like that. It's made things worse, you know.
Well, I would just suggest that you talk to her. And then the other one is Dr. Joel Wallach. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not. Joe Wallach?
Okay, Joel,
like
the book of Joel.
Okay, Joel Wallach.
His website is docsrecipe.com. And he has radio shows that I listen to on the phone. One is a book he wrote called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And
I've heard of that book.
Yes, well, he's written a lot, and Hell's Kitchen and all these other things.
Speaking of that, I just read where the 93rd holistic doctor has just been found floating down there in a bay down in California.
Yeah, well, you better call him quick before he goes. But
that's what I'm
going to say. Anyway, between the two of them, Dr. Jennifer Daniels and Dr. Joel Wallach, it's very encouraging they both have the... And
so
then
vitalitycapsules.com, and then Dr. Joe Wallach at docsrecipe.com.
That's right. And Dr. Jennifer Daniels, maybe you've heard this, so tell me so I don't repeat it. She's been put on the active terrorist list. Okay,
yeah,
you know that. Okay.
Yeah, I listened.
And they're
going to
try to get her off and all that. Okay. Well, it's very clear to me the biggest industry in the United States is big pharma and big medicine.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And so, of course, if somebody like Dr. Joel Wallach or Dr. Jennifer Daniels is undermining that, they're undermining commerce. They are threatening our whole way of life. They are terrorists. So, anyway, good luck, and I hope that you hear in my prayers and other, I'm sure, other callers.
Yeah, and I was going to say this, Kathleen. That other doctor said that my blood pressure was high. It was 145 over whatever it was. But she suggested that I get this thing for blood pressure. So I looked it up, and there's a massive recall on that very drug, which is now extended into the United States.
Oh, isn't it? It's so criminal.
But I was reading on the thing where it says it's been known to cause active cancer in animals. And I started thinking, who in the hell be testing something on an animal? Of course, this is from China, where they're buying their main ingredients from. And I was thinking, dogs? And of course, that would make me mad anyway, you know.
Well, you know, I still believe, and I've talked to Ken. Isn't Ken wonderful?
Yeah.
But I've talked to Ken about this. I really do believe most people are good, and the doctors that are still, I think that they're all hearing the different things, exposés, and I really do believe that many are trying, but the ones that order those prescriptions that are making money on it and don't care about the side effects, it just breaks your heart. But I have faith that that there are more good ones than bad. But anyway, God love you, and I hope
Let me tell you this before you go there. When you see these TV commercials and they run these things for the elderly and stuff, they're always sitting at a table, and it shows the patient, whether they're going into extended care or what like that, sitting there with a table full of pills. And then you have, like me, when I would respond to these calls here domestically here in our local area here, and you get to someone's home, and it's the same thing. They've got 10 to 15 different pills all sitting there. And, of course, as you mentioned, those side effects, well, we'll just prescribe you another pill to reduce the side effects. And these are toxins being put into your body.
Well, the thing is that most people, it's very hard to believe that somebody would do that to you, somebody that
right.
You've respected all your life in the profession. So I don't blame people for that. However, Dr. Daniels is becoming less indulgent. She'll say, all right, have you read those side effects? You're going to do that? You're going to let them do it? All right, well, that's your choice.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the problem with today is that there's no product liability in anything. That's why when you see these evening shows during the news, they're all sponsored by Big Pharma. Even YouTube is full of that stupid stuff now, where it's constant YouTube commercial after YouTube of these pills and everything. And there's no product liability. And then it's like you have to get into a class action lawsuit. And then, of course, they find out there's some probable reason why you're not going to be accepted because you met one of these certain criteria that exclude you from it.
Yes, exactly. It was your fault.
It was your fault, yeah.
All right. So, well, God love
all right.
you, and
yeah, my best
you're
to you,
my
Kathleen.
Prayers.
All right, my
Bye-bye.
Best to you, okay?
Bye.
Well, anyway, back to the news here. As I mentioned earlier, Israel's latest assault on Gaza. You can't make this stuff up. If anyone researches history, and you know, and this isn't a, you know, I'm not against any Jewish people or anything like that, but I am against the Zionism portion of it. But anyway, an article just came out there where it says Nazis may have killed up to 20 million, claims shocking new Holocaust study. And then it goes on to talk about this. And of course, these are always released when Israel is about ready to commit some atrocity somewhere like that. But again, this affects one person or one class of people. Forget the 20-some-odd million Russians that died. Forget pre-World War II. Of the millions, 30-some, maybe up to 40 million Christians that died under the Bolshevik rule. Forget the millions of Vietnamese that have died. Forget the 4 million plus Arab Muslims that have died in the Middle East. It's only when a Jew dies that it matters. And this just is, I just can't believe the way people think nowadays, you know. And of course, you're inundated with all the constant TV commercials about $25 food baskets and stuff to help those Holocaust survivors. And if they're survivors, then there couldn't have been a big Holocaust. But anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, the beautiful state. Currently 81.3 degrees, in case you care, which I bet you don't. But anyway, sit down, Uma. God, this dog's bothering the hell out of me. since I just finished up that story about Israel and this so-called Holocaust and 20 million victims that I look at, the new Israeli law will prohibit human rights groups, along with Palestinians affected by Israel's violations, from petitioning Israel's Supreme Court. They are openly admitting they have apartheid over there. And I have another story on that later. But I thought this went along with my story about how government works. So Trump has ordered two brand new airplanes at a cost of $2 billion each. When I read that and was reading that story, I laughed there because I just watched a video of Dr. Bashar al-Assad over there in Syria personally driving his little Honda Civic. No security, none of that stuff. Out to these different towns over in Syria, visiting with the people and stuff in his own private little vehicle. Anyway, $2 billion each. A modern K-12 school today costs about $110 million each. We could talk about America's education system, but I'll do that another day here. But I also hear Trump is planning to have these planes painted red, white, and blue. Probably a nice little sticker decal of a flag on there, too. Americans are broke as hell, and those in the power elite, they keep spending, spending, spending. And, of course, this comes out of tax dollars, in which they turn around and say, well, hey, your local area does not deserve tax funds, and it's harder than hell in these drought-stricken or flooded areas to receive any funding. They have to be declared a national disaster first, like that, you know. There's no help for them whatsoever. And this just shows you how government works, and the people aren't getting any benefit from government. So I'm back to the same premise here. Why do you keep voting for these same idiots, you know? But anyway, that's my personal opinion. This story comes out of Britain here, which I thought was interesting. Britain has admitted to using child spies, but only when necessary. And this is for kids under the age of 16. This is back to the post-war post-World War II Stasi implementation. There we go. I had to think of that word for a second. Of the citizens turned informants, which has been morphed into Homeland Security, see something, say something. And as I've mentioned before, I listen to five different counties on my two-way here. And when you hear the constant calls of people calling 911 to report this, to report that, they have a trained society to where everyone is a snitch. Just as that gun that was used over there in the Dakotas, which allegedly that gal fired, it belonged to an FBI informant. People are being set up all the time. And, of course, a lot of times you look at this and then you think of scriptural things like a man's enemies will be those of his own household. That's just me. Or that God gave them over to their own loose conduct. And we look at what's going on in the world today, and people are just losing all morality whatsoever. I thought this was funny. A Yale law, italics, law professor encourages people to hide illegal aliens from ICE. Apparently this law professor didn't read Title VIII laws on immigration. I swear, they are trying to destroy this country. Remember, Title VIII laws have been on the books for decades, and had they been enforced, we wouldn't have the vote frauds and everything else that we have today, as well as the income inequality of these big corporations hiring these migrant workers to drive wages lower so they don't have to pay anything else. And as I've mentioned before, and this tweet usually goes pretty well on Twitter, where back in the 70s, we had strong unions that worked for the people. Excuse me. Guaranteed health, health care, dental. We had guaranteed 40 hours a week, vacations, pregnancy leave, all that stuff. None of that is around today. Maybe in these big, big corporations, but no one today in your regular job market like that pays it. It's all, as the government says, these service-related jobs, which are all under, you know, basically part-time wages and stuff. And then you have to pay your health care and stuff on top of it. I mean, it's to keep people locked in poverty. And as the IMF says, that most American households are within $400 of debt collapse if something happens. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, and we have time for more phone calls if one or two want to call in. But, you know, when you look at events that have happened through our lifetimes and those historically and stuff, you have to remember one thing. The group right now is talking about false flags. And, of course, this is set up because of policy. One must remember that Hitler, Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot's, Obama, the Bushes, Tony Blair, Putin, Macron, and others, they didn't kill anyone. The people died because of those under them who were just following orders. And you can see that throughout our police state today through stated policies where everyone is basically known as a terrorist or an enemy combatant. If you follow David from News Now Houston, who I've had on the show here, and you watch him confront our today's police state and how they believe that they have the right to take away Americans' rights of either filming in public, on public ground. I mean, this is because of stated policy, and people could be shot for that. But people just go on and on, and they blame Hitler or whoever, you know. But it was the people who were under them that did the crimes. And that's why in Saudi Arabia, they have just carte blanche the killing of those in Yemen and stuff as non-war crimes. Just as if you Google United States war crimes, and you'll see that under that, the United States has exempted itself from the international criminal courts. Or if you read the SOFA agreement from Iraq, which was implemented in 2011 by Obama, which was signed by George Bush, that the reason that the U.S. did a total pullout was because Iraq would not exempt U.S. stay-behind forces in the killing of their citizens, either albeit through torture or whatever, rape, whatever. This is the same over in Okinawa, where you constantly have U.S. soldiers over there raping people and stuff. These are from a military occupation, basically, and they should be war crimes. But, again, there's no justice for the people, and it goes on. And, of course, this goes back to another story here. To justify the bombing of Serbia, NATO said that 100,000 civilians were killed. Later, it was finally revealed that only 3,000 were killed. In Syria, they've hyped this thing here about 500,000 civilians killed, and the sources, of course, come from these Western-backed Islamics, which goes right back to the news story here about how Israel is evacuating all these white helmets, this alleged front group of these humanitarians who have been behind all these staged chemical attacks, and that's why they want to get them out of there. Of course, these are probably ones that were promised some elite position in this so-called new form government that they wanted to start over there in Syria after the fall of Syria, which isn't going to happen. And they're going to now import those same white helmets into the UK, Canada, and the United States. And we wonder if they'll be vetted, if you know what I mean. Or will they be vetted because they work for the government? So, anyway. But you have to ask, was the world lied to again and all these other things? Which is where we're back on these false flags here. You know, an article I found here on the Royal Bank of Scotland talks about the massive fraud that has been committed over there. And this goes on to show exactly how much money the people have been bilked out of. And they're talking about over $400 million and stuff. And, of course, this is the same here in the United States. I still have that image of in 2007 where it showed those bankers with their symbolic chainsaw cutting through all those 3 feet, at least 3 feet of regulations and red tape. And this is so these big bankers and stuff can control the entire economy. And they do that through the rising of interest and stuff. And that's why they don't put the food and gas in our so-called interest rates there, because it would really show you the state of the economy. Imagine a person trying to live on, like myself, $109 a month for food, and then go to the store and a roast costs $12 or more. Try to divide that up into meals, to which it's going to last you for 31 days. That's just that. A tomato or an avocado that costs $3.98. I was showing pictures there to Granny on Twitter there a while back. About a single avocado was $3.98. People can't afford to eat, which is a basic human need. And, of course, because of nutrition-wise, is why people are getting sicker and sicker, is there's no nutrition in our food or there's a lack of food. But these politicians are eating their steak and lobster. Remember that. And they're flying all over the place. And they're telling you that you're causing global warming and whatever else like that. But not their bombs, not their depleted uranium. That stuff doesn't matter. That's insignificant, you know. One nice story I did like here the last week here was about this indigenous man down there in the Amazon rainforest. He's lived there for 22 years that they can document. He's about 50 years old, and he hunts with a bow and arrow. He eats wild boars and stuff. He looks very healthy. One thing I noticed about the whole scenario and how they describe this here is that he doesn't pay taxes. So I'm sure they'll corral him and they'll go after his back taxes. I actually thought about that earlier there, where Starfleet Command has a ship intercepted there from an IRS tax agent. Someone hadn't paid their taxes. But a lot of people are asking questions here, again, back on this thing about white helmets there, about are these to stage more false flag events in those countries? Remember, you have to keep this war on terror going. And an article I read here not too long ago also was talking about over there in South Africa about all these white farmers having their properties and seized and stuff. And oddly enough, it was coming from the Zionist Jews that were behind this. And it stated, would it be because Jews ended apartheid and now fund the African organization that introduced the bill to confiscate white people's farmlands without compensation and won? And that's an interesting question. On top of that, in Miramar, the Israelis are selling arms for that junta over there, where many Muslims are being killed and or bombed or burned to death. The photos of them burning those young boys to death on Twitter was just horrendous like that. But you have to ask yourself, what does it take to piss off a Buddhist monk to do this? Buddhists are peaceful. The list goes on about how many Palestinians have died over there in Gaza and stuff, being shot by Israeli snipers. And now they're talking, Lieberman is talking about this massive all-out assault on Gaza. And we know that happens about every 4 years. The last one was 2014. This is 2018. So figure it. And they just call it mowing the lawn. I didn't mention this last week here, but I was thinking of Granny earlier, so I thought about bringing this up here. But it talked about our heat conditions here in the United States, which is just temporary. We'll be in winter here before too long. But it was so hot in Missouri that the one woman had started putting bowls of ice out for the summer for her squirrels that run around her yard. And I thought that was just cute, you know. You know, I watch all these videos of, you know, I like dogs and everything like that. Everyone knows that. But when you see all these people, they rescue dogs from rivers and whatever like that. It shows you the humanitarian side of where at least there's some people out there that still care. However, there's the same people that will sit down on their TV like a Monday night football game on shock and awe and watch the United States and or their coalition partners in war crimes bomb the hell out of some city or something like that where civilians live, and they think nothing of it. Actually, they sit there just like it was a football game and they cheer on their own team, you know, drop a bomb here. And I always thought this was kind of funny. You ever watch these videos of these war things, just like over in Israel, when Israel decides to bomb at night or the United States decides to bomb at night? Is that because their vision's better at night? No. These war hawks love to see explosion. It's like fireworks on 4th of July. They like to see the amount of carnage that's caused. Mankind at times just makes me flat sick. But anyway, there's an immigration story here of a gal that who was arrested in Fairfield, California there for attempting to deliver toys to the children who were separated from their parents at the border. That's a crime. I guess that's aiding and abetting to help a child out to relieve their mental stress or whatever like that, is to give them a toy. Going back onto this thing about Syria here. The OPCW has confirmed that the White House once again lied us into yet another bombing. And again, it isn't just they lied us into another bombing, but the 100 and some Tomahawk missiles costing $2 million apiece, times that by your 100, not only were fired and hit targets and killed people, but the fact is that they had to replace those, probably at cost plus. So the new version is probably $2.5 million or something like that. But it's a constant expenditure of war. And all it does is it takes the benefits and lives of others. And, of course, you can sit there and look at the Twitter feeds of all those people that say, oh, they should have taken this out too. They have no concept about what death is. And that's the problem here in America here. Unlike Europe during World War II and World War I, their cities were left looking like Swiss cheese, like looking at images of Raqqa over there. These towns are devastated. But America has never seen a war on its own soil recently anyway. But had they had that happen in their country, they would be a little bit more shameful about what's done in the world. But in the meantime, it's wave your flag, stand up, you know, all America, make sure that your players and the sports teams aren't bending a knee and all that stuff, you know, because it's USA, USA, USA all the way. But I see a trend here, and if Americans can't see that, it really disturbs me. This one here, a story comes out of Louisville. Now, this should not surprise you. An elite network of pedophile police raped children for years as the department covered it up. And this was a new explosive insight information into the sickening sex saga. I need even say saga, but which involved two former Louisville Metropolitan Police Department officers, is now being exposed. And the city commission's former U.S. Attorney Kerry Harvey is to investigate this. The police department here explores a program for children to find out if any sexual misconduct, abuse, and even rape had taken place. However, it says Brandon Wood allegedly raped a teenage boy both in his patrol car, and in his residence, and filmed the crime for the purpose of producing pornography. This is your law enforcement today, protect and serve. And this is a problem with the badge. It does not grant extra privileges. And that's why I always try to get my viewers to look at some of David's videos there from News Now Houston and actually see what's going on in our local departments. And there's other ones, News Now California and all that. You can see as what people go out there and try to assert their First Amendment rights to film in public and have cameras knocked out of their hands and get beat up on. Arrested, tased. I mean, this is America today. Our problem is not with Russia. It's not with Korea. It's not with China. It's not with Iran. It's America. Crimes in America are committed by American criminals, and we protect ourselves from Americans, not Russians or Chinese or Koreans. The sooner people wake up to that fact, the more they'll realize that you're being just led a whole plethora of BS, you know. But anyway, the Kurds, as you know, are allied with Washington, D.C., and of course, the Kurdistan Regional Government of Kurdistan has now instituted an Islamic tax on Christian-owned businesses. Just like in Syria, where the United States and its allied partners of France, U.K., were actually targeting Christians. They don't care. Seven Texas Republicans in Congress just got outraised by their Democratic rivals. And, of course, I told you earlier about the difference in spending. It's because they are furious. And George Soros just added another million-some-odd dollars to the Democratic thing here in America. George Soros, as you know, has been kicked out of Hungary. This guy should be, under Title 18 laws of subversion, in prison. But these guys still walk free. So then you have to ask yourself, if all these known knowns, as Rumsfeld would say, and then there's still some not known knowns, why aren't these guys in jail? They are allowed to operate to keep this going, to cause the racial tension, the crimes in the government, the crimes against the two-party members. People are just being led astray. And it's evident, you know, that we can see that they're trying to start a civil war in this country. There's more news out here that Hillary Clinton may be indicted eventually. Some of the latest documents released there prove that. And, of course, this FBI and FISA warrant actually cites evidence on the new spy on this Carter Page Trump campaign, where Harry Reid was involved in this in his own 2016 letter to James Comey there, citing information that he got from John Brennan. And John Brennan is the big issue right now, as well as that other guy, I forget his name here, but he was the actual Russia back door here. But and speaking of all this Russia and stuff like that, Russiagate kicked off, of course, when WikiLeaks released a proof of the DNC rigging of their own primaries in favor of Hillary Clinton. And now the UK is about ready to hand over Julian Assange, and this, of course, is a precursor to Pence's trip to the Ecuadorian government down there. And so it sounds like, You know, even though Trump benefited from Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks about Hillary Clinton, that they're going to still exploit this fact. Because remember, when you expose crimes of the states like Bradley or Chelsea Manning, whatever he wants to call him or herself, that the state does not like it when you expose their crimes, even though no one would be convicted of them like that. But anyway. This Cherry Jacobs was fired from USA Today for child rape comments against Trump supporters. Sorry, I read that. I didn't put a comment where I should have. She was fired from the USA Today for child rape comments against Trump supporters' children. James Gunn has also been fired from Disney. And if you looked at some of his photos he were posting on Twitter, this guy's an outright pedophile. And earlier I posted a thing here to Kenneth in the control room of Patton Oswalt, where he says the angry at tweets from my hammer-toed followers opened my eyes to this pedo probe. Shaming hurts us all. I'm a proud pedophile, he says. Anyway, commercial break. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Got time for one call.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Well, welcome back here to the end of the show here, but thank you all for being in the group there and also the listeners out there. I've got a couple more stories here. I'll try to fill up real fast, but in Missouri, they had a problem with one of these duck boat sinkings, and of course, it comes to find out that the passengers were told they didn't need life jackets, and I mean, 17 died on this in this Missouri lake there, and of course, this is, you know, I'm sure they've this opens that firm there, that little tourist thing, like up to a massive lawsuit there. But, you know, in lieu of that, you know, what's going on over in Israel and the Palestinians, Gaza and all this stuff, West Bank, the new maps, the Jewish Voice for Peace are coming out with different videos of Jews that have been going back for their birthright thing that are just appalled at what's been actually going on. They're even rechanging the maps, omitting that East Jerusalem and all this stuff is from the maps. It's all Israel now. But on top of that, the United States refused visas to the Palestinian officials to attend a UN meeting. And this shows you how bad this is. It reminds me of Nikki Haley talking about they're taking names of those that vote against the United States and Israel. But this, of course, is another violation of the UN agreement by refusing entry to the delegation from members of the world body. Anyway, sparked by a new surrogacy law that includes gay men, tens of thousands of LGBTQT and whatever alphabet numbers they want to apply to it, the Israelis held a nationwide strike and a massive protest to demand equality. And this has to do with the their being able to adopt children. And, of course, Haaretz News says that Israel's just swarming with pedophiles and stuff like that. But I thought this was, know what. Anyway, but I thought this was kind of this article reminded me of the two-state solution, Sodom and Gomorrah. But anyway, you know, daily we incur different news articles, and I only pick out the ones that I think are kind of interesting to me because I think about society a lot. Because yeah, I like, you know, I love people. It doesn't matter if you're stupid and go out there and try to roll your car from being drunk or something like that, but you usually generally try to help people. You open a door for someone, and they, in surprise nowadays, is, wow, thanks, you know. Nowadays, when you open a door for a woman like that, it's almost like you, yeah, what are you, some, you know. But I'm still a believer that in humanity somewhere that there is still good. It's just that you're not going to find it in governments because they are obsessed with keeping people locked in poverty and to the point where they can't rise up and do anything. And they give you this alleged voting privilege. And, of course, then you find out all the voting elections are rigged and everything like that. But, of course, let's blame Russia, you know. But we have to do something as far as waking up people as to the morality of the world and how it's slipping. And a lot of that can be seen through the different mediums that we have today, the different cell phone devices, the access for porn on the internet. You don't see them going after porn on the internet. You don't see them going after ISIS websites and stuff. They're there to exist for a reason because it creates commerce, whether or not through the courts or anything else like that. Anyway. Again, thanks to the group out there in the chat room, the listeners. Thanks for Kenneth in the control room. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. I'm sure he'll have a bunch of stuff for you here, too. I took a couple of his stories earlier. But anyway, tune in next week, and we might have some more information from you for you because I haven't heard from John yet about replacing it yet. So we'll chat later. Good evening to all, and take care of your puppies. Make sure they have water. We'll chat later.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.